Lecture topic, Anecdotes from Sirah, Part 2.
حملتها, she carried her mother. Now look at these words. وَقَدْ أَلْهَبَ الْقَيْذُ نَارَ الْفَلَاتِ. The word أَلْهَبَ is derived from the word لَهْبٌ, which means flame. Then قَيْذ refers to the summer sun. So at that time, when the intensity of the heat had literally roasted the desert, she carried her mother, فَظَلَّتْ مَطِيَّتَهَا. She became a conveyance for her mother. حَافِيَةً barefoot, فِي الرِّمَالِ in the sand. مِنْ حِذَارِ الْعُدَاتِ to protect her mother against the onslaught of the enemy. وَحْرَى why did you walk the extra mile? لِتُرْضِي رَبًّا شَدِيدَ الْقُوَى. That hopefully I can impress my Allah with this. وَتَظْفَرَ مِنْ نَارِهِ بِالنَّجَاتِ. I read the quotation of two brothers. They say, one says, a tabi'i, I was pressing my mother's feet and my brother was in salah the entire night. By Allah, I didn't envy my brother for a split second. I said, you hold your prayer mat and good luck. For me, my mom's feet means the world. I wouldn't want to substitute this by your nafil and optional prayer. لِتُرْضِي رَبًّا شَدِيدَ الْقُوَى وَتَظْفَرَ مِنْ نَارِهِ بِالنَّجَاتِ. فَهَذِهِ وَصَاتِي. This is my advice. فَكُونُوا لَهَا طَوَالَ الْحَيَاةِ رُعَاتَ الرُّعَاتِ. Hold on to this very firmly and Allah will give you the best of everything. حِلْيَةُ الْأَوْلِيَا is a beautiful kitab. Mawlana Naeem Sahib, may Allah reward him, he gave me this kitab as a hadya. In that, on page 152, with reference to Birrul Walidain, there is an amazing incident written there. I just share the one incident and then we move on to other aspects of the life of Nabi alayhi salam. Muhammad ibn Haytham rahmatullah alayhi says, Kuntu adkhul ala ukhti Bishr fi sighri. I used to go visit the sister of Bishr rahmatullah alayhi when I was a young boy. Listen to this. It's a short incident, but it's absolutely thought-provoking. Anyway, I went there one day, fa'a'tatni kubbatan min ghazlin. So she gave me some wool, a ball of wool, yarn, which she had spun. And she said, بِعْهَذِهِ الْكُبَّةِ. Sell this yarn. وَاشْتَرِي سَمَكًا وَخُبْزًا. And buy me some fish and bread. Anyway, I sold it, I brought it, and I put it. Just that day, Bishr rahmatullah alayhi came home. Allahu Akbar. Came to visit his sister. وَالسَّمَكُ وَالْخُبْزُ مَوْضُوء. The meat has, the fish has been prepared. And the meal has been laid out. So he's all impressed and excited. He tells his sister, what's the occasion? So she said, رَأَيْتُ أُمِّي وَأُمَّكَ فِي الْمَنَامِ. Last night I seen our mom in a dream. I gave you the reference where I read it. Oh. رَأَيْتُ أُمِّي وَأُمَّكَ فِي الْمَنَامِ. I seen my mother and your mother, our mother in a dream. And my mother said to me, إِنْ أَرَدْتِ فَرْحِي وَإِدْخَالَ السُّرُورِ عَلَيَّ فَبِعْ هَذِهِ الْكُبَّةِ وَاشْتَرِي سَمَكًا فَإِنَّ أَخَاكِ بِشْرًا يَشْتَهِيهَا. My mother said to me, oh my daughter, if you want to bring happiness to my soul, you want to comfort me in my qabr, then this wool that you have been knitting and this clothes that you have been sewing, go sell it and with the money buy fish. Because my son, your brother Bishr, loves fish. My son, your brother Bishr, loves fish. If you want to bring happiness to me, sell what you have and make fish for my son. فَلَمَّا ذَكَرْتُ أُمِّي بَكَى وَبَكَيْتُ وَبَكَى النَّاسِ. When I started narrating the events that prompted this meal, my brother started sobbing and he made all of us cry. And he said, my mother, رَحِمَ اللَّهُ أُمِّي تَغْتَمُّ لِي حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا. May Allah shower the greatest reward on you, O my mom. You provided for me when you were alive and you arranged for me from your qabr. My mother, you provided for me when you were alive and you arranged for me from her qabr. تَغْتَمُّ لِي حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا. I don't want to digress. The focus is the seerat. The life is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The points that I have presented before you, tie it up what I said. Allah's Nabi, what he showed to his slave girl, if you can only show that level of respect towards your biological mother, there will be a different tale on this earth. Let's flip the coin and change strides for a moment and see how the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam interacted with his children. What was the narration? What was the approach? How did he sallallahu alaihi wasallam interact with children? Today there's so many books on parenting and fatherhood. So the one guy said, before I got married, I had 6 theories on raising children. Now I have 6 children and no theories. Now I have 6 children and no theories. They say children, they are always not good at listening, but they never fail to imitate their parents. Children are always, they're not good at listening. One day there was one scholar visiting the madrasa, and then he addressed the compliment of asatiza. Jazahullahu anna khayr al jaza. May Allah reward him, and these words stuck with me, and I passed it on to others, and I share it with you. He said, in my many years of teaching, he was a great scholar, giant. In my many years of teaching, I've learned one thing. There are some students who know the lesson. There are others who don't know the lesson, but all master the teacher. There are some who will learn the lesson. There are others who won't learn the lesson. But every student knows his teacher in and out. He can read his teacher completely cover to cover. So what was the approach of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam to children? And I know I have much to learn. I guess my children will be listening. My wife will be listening. My parents will be listening. And may Allah make me a good son to my parents. May Allah make me a good father to my children. May Allah make me a good spouse to my partner. These are challenges of life that we are constantly learning at every juncture and every stage. At no point can we claim perfection. The narration is in Muslim Sharif. Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrates it. We were sitting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ala yaminihi ghulam. And there is a little boy on the right side. Wa ala yasarihi ashyakh. And on the left side there are giants, there are great scholars, there are prominent people. Shaykhain, prominent people. Just then a vessel is brought with some drink in it. The teachings of Islam is al-aymanu fal-ayman. Pass it from the right. The sentiments request acknowledgement to the seniors. Here is the teaching. Here is the ethos. Here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How do we strike the delicate balance? How do we draw the fine line? It is the right of this child. Do we bypass him? Do we overlook him? Do we ignore him? Do we sideline him? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya ghulam, ata'dhan li an asqiya shaykhain. My little lad, with your consent, if you kindly allow me, could I please pass the vessel over to the senior members on the left hand side? Allah's Nabi, light is, don't worry, pass it. Light is, my brother, tomorrow they grow up to become monsters to haunt us. Tomorrow they grow up to become monsters to haunt us. I often say, when adults make a noise in the masjid, we say, you know, these adults, men. If they were children, I can still understand. But when children make a noise, do you understand? These children, we are the parents, men, you know. You're talking with a forked tongue, my brother. You are talking with a forked tongue. When an adult makes, you know, if it's kids, we can still say these are children. I can still get away with it. But when that kid makes a noise, I am begging you. And I say it again. Many a times the jamaats come to our masjid. They are youngsters. A youngster is going to walk in late. He's gripped by technology. He's plagued by porn. Sometimes he will make a noise in the masjid. For Allah's sake, to the trustees, respect that youngster's jamaat that's in the masjid. If you don't hold him outside, they will take him and drop him. There was a youngster who came out in the path of Allah. When they were taking a report from everyone, what did you do in your 1 week? He said, Alhamdulillah, this is the first time, I'm 20 now from the age of 15. First week in my life since 15, I never made zina. I'm saying, when that's the burning condition outside, can we understand we need to make it? I'm not for a moment advocating that the children need to, you know, have free license. But sometimes we need to understand, we need to have a more warmly atmosphere in the surroundings of our masjid. And we must not compromise the sanctity of the masjid. In the US, I've seen where we traveled and had programs, there's many activities around the masjid. There is something. And I'm not for a moment mincing and mixing my words. A masjid must be given the due respect. Outside the masjid, let's pay some respect. Let's show some affection to the children. Let's do something. Let's bond with them. The Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Oh boy, can I pass the vessel over to the seniors?" "La uthiru bi nasibi minka ahada." No, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I won't give to that uncle. I cannot give that uncle. What did I say? Don't perfect the child, perfect the relation with that child. Now you, when you're under pressure now, sorry man, why must you throw an act? Why must we throw an act? فَتَلَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي يَدِهِ. Not a moan from my Nabi, not a frown on his face, not a groan, not an expression, not a facial expression. My Nabi politely puts it in his hand. He said, "It's your right, my boy. Nobody snatches this from you." When the fruit of the new season came, the fresh fruit, the new harvest, Allahumma barik lana fi thamarina, wa barik lana fi sa'ina, wa barik lana fi madinatina. Allah bless our harvest, bless our crops. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, call the youngest child that's playing. He's going to make bismillah with the new fruit. And if there was no young child, the youngest child in the gathering, you come here, my baby. My Nabi had the fine balance in place. There was no overstepping the mark. All were kept on board. All were kept on board. When Nabi alayhi salatu was salam had to address a situation, this is another very, very important thing. In the noble teachings, whether interacting with a child or a senior or a partner, there was something which appears in the books of Sirat, At-ta'reev dun at-tasreeh. Ambiguity, insinuation, a polite hint instead of emphatic mention. In English, they refer to the phrase of euphemism. If you look at the history of this word, the etymology of the word euphemism, they say it is the use of a word or phrase which is inoffensive in relation to something which is offensive or objectionable. And it's derived from a Greek word, you and firm, which basically means good speech. And furthermore, modern writers and speakers say that civilized communication requires for a level of sensitivity to one's audience. So when you speak, you need to be cognizant, you need to be sensitive, you need to be diplomatic, perhaps mild, gentle, and then gradually approach it. That is all flowery language that today they will put on, and they will enhance your oratory skills and your writing, you know, whatever it is. The Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had it and exhibited it in his noble character with his honorable spouses. It is the waqia of tahrim. Just bear me out on this here. I don't want to go into the details of the incident. Allah speaks about it, Surah Tahrim, in the concluding of the 28 juz. And with reference to Bayanul Quran, there are many commentaries to this ayah, whether it was Hani or Maria Qibtiya radiyallahu anha, ala ikhtilaf al-aqwal. I'm opting for the more common tafsir that is mentioned in Bayanul Quran, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had drank some honey by Zainab radiyallahu anha, but it was met with a degree of objection by her co-wives and his honorable consorts. So he said to Hafsa radiyallahu anha, وَإِذْ أَصَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا وَإِذْ أَصَرَّ النَّبِيُّ إِلَىٰ بَعْضِ أَزْوَاجِهِ حَدِيثًا. When he confided with one of his spouses, meaning Hafsa, haditha, a tale, Bayanul Quran, that I will no longer drink honey. But he obviously told her, don't mention it to anyone. This is in the footnotes of Tafsir Uthmani. فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ. Listen to this, brothers. You know, we need management, and we need how to rescue a situation. And we need guidelines. Look at the profoundness of Nabi alayhi salam as a judge. rescuing the situation. During the period of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he had appointed a judge. But amazingly, it is mentioned that in his whole period, he had to then change the job of the judge because there were no arguments. Before, they used to say, you know what, as sober as a judge. Nowadays, even judges are not sober. Before, that was a saying, you know, I'm sober like a judge. You cannot make that in our political context, yeah? How dare? Like I always say, no offense to anyone, they used to say, he swears like a sailor. I think now you've got to say like a mechanic. The car is good. The car is something good. Why must you say, ... good? It's a good car. These things are machines. Why, my brother? Vulgarity for nothing. Are we sinning for the sake of sinning? فَلَمَّا نَبَّأَتْ بِهِ وَأَظْهَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ أي اطلع الله النبي على إفشائها الحديث بلسان جبريل. Allah Ta'ala informs Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that your wife Hafsa radiallahu anha has divulged it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is informed. Now listen to this sensitive balance. At-ta'rif dun at-tasrih, the character of Nabi Alayhi Salam. So he summons Hafsa radiallahu anha. And he tells Hafsa radiallahu anha, عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ. Go into the tafsir of the scholars and see what the Mufassirin have done with this ayah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. How they run it and they exploit and expound is just beyond comprehension. Nabi alayhi salam touched the topic, approached the discussion, and then stopped. He said, Hafsa, that story, have we discussed with anyone? And that's it. Is this still a secret between the two, or has this moved on to the third? He touched it and he moved on. عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ, he introduced part of the discussion. Bayanul Quran, you can verify my sentiments. عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ عَنْ بَعْضٍ, and he shifted away from others. He did not spell out the graphic details to add to her embarrassment. As much as it was necessary to discipline her, as soon as he touched the topic, she became embarrassed. So to minimize her embarrassment, he changed topics. My Allah. We'll say, I got footage. I'll show you. Wait, hang on. You still have the... I got footage. Go for the kill. Go for the jugular. My Nabi is disciplining. His honorable spouse divulges. Revelation informs him. He comes to rescue the crisis. He touches the topic and maturely moves on. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi says, مَا زَالَ التَّغَافُلْ مِنْ فِعْلِ الْكِرَامِ. How do you translate this? How do you translate this? By Allah, I said this and I say this again. When sometimes I'm studying and it's late in the night, and you get into this ecstasy of studying Quran and this Arabic and the Hadith, it consumes you. It consumes you. I'm so wicked. My heart is not clean. My existence is dirty. You will not look at that watch. You look in, Ya Allah, what is this Quran of yours? My Allah, how deep. Ibn Abbas said, لَوَدِدْتُ عَيْدِزَ إِنِّي لَإِنِّي لَآتِي عَلَى الْآيَةِ فَأَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا عَلِمُوا مِثْلَ الَّذِي أَعْلَمُ. These words of Ibn Abbas, they ring in my ears so much. He said, I come to an ayah and I get so engrossed and I'm so riveted. And then this desire comes, I wish the whole world can understand this ayah like how I understood it. I mean, this last week I've been coming for Isha Salah, and amazingly every day when the Imam is reading and I'm listening to these surahs, and I can actually see myself tearing from within. وَكَلَامُ رَبِّي لَا يَجِيءُ بِمِثْلِهِ وَكَلَامُ رَبِّي لَا يَجِيءُ بِمِثْلِهِ أَحَدٌ وَلَوْ جُمِعَتْ لَهُ الثَّقَلَانِ. Put the world together. Put the resources together. You cannot possibly produce a letter of the Quran. عَرَّفَ بَعْضَهُ وَأَعْرَضَ. Now they will write pages on half a line. So what Sufyan Thawri said, مَا زَالَ التَّغَافُلْ مِنْ فِعْلِ الْكِرَامِ. To deliberately give off a notion of ignorance, despite knowing the matter in full detail, has remained the salient feature of the pious throughout the times. Aye, aye. Allahu Akbar. Then you say, no, you must go for counseling. Go for therapy. My brother, what my Quran has, it's an insult for me to go elsewhere. It's an insult. You find me in the modern world one coat of Sufyan Thawri. One brother told me he took his child for some counseling. The first thing the counselor asked, are you over with your anger with your creator? Said, what? Are you angry over losing your parent? Have you matured that anger with your creator? No. That is never the place where a Muslim turns. Ma zalat taghaful. Why? To minimize the embarrassment. So my Nabi, and then what madarikut tanzil? Falam yukhbir bihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takarruman. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just touched the topic, gave a hint to Hafsa, moved on, and she said, shukar, alhamdulillah, he doesn't know the full story. He just got a bit of it, but alhamdulillah, he doesn't know. And my Nabi, by Allah, we cry. By Allah, we listen to the words of Nabi alayhi salam and we cry. The most sinful of Muslim, when you listen to anything, when I listen to that poem of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking down that street of Makkah and that carrying that parcel, you can hear it a million times, but you will tear a billion times. Recite Durud Sharif. فَلَمْ يُخْبِرْ بِهِ تَكَرُّمًا. Nabi alayhi salam did not mention it out of his akhlaq. مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ قَالُوا كَذَا وَكَذَا لَكِنْ أَسُومُ وَأُفْتِرْ وَأُصَلِّي وَأَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَى. Some people have made certain remarks that they won't get married and they'll fast. Why are people making comments? مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ. Why are people making comments? But I eat, I sleep, I have a partner. And if you choose otherwise, you're not from amongst me. ما بال عامل أبعثه فيقول هذا لكم وهذا أهدي إليّ. We send some people to collect zakat, then they come back and they say, this is zakat and this was given to me. ما بال أقوام. Why are people saying this here? Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said it very beautifully. تغمدني بنصحك تغمدني بنصحك في انفرادي وجنبني النصيحة في الجماعة فإن النصح بين فإن النصح بين الناس نوع من التوبيخ لا أرضى استماعهم. He said, تغمدني بنصحك في انفرادي. Show me with advice, provided the venue is correct and the moment is seclusion. I'm all yours, talk to me. وجنبني النصيحة في الجماعة. But don't give me one word of advice in public. فإن النصيحة بين الناس نوع من التوبيخ. Because advising me in public is chastising me. لا أرضى استماعه. And I doubt I have the strength to listen to it. And another couplet of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi comes to mind. He says on friendship, read the couplets of Imam Shafi. I cry for him, Allah is my witness. I cry, I take his name in my du'as every day and I cry for him. I said, Allah, you give him everything. I said it in many talks and I'll say it again. Imam Shafi said, if Allah only left Suratul Asr in the Quran, it was sufficient legacy for the guidance of mankind. And I say to Imam Shafi, if you only left your poetry, it was enough. If you only left your poetry, other than leaving an entire fiqh with millions of followers and 200 kitabs. And then in the end he says, because poetry doesn't suit an alim, so I'm not going to sing more. Read the couplet. In the end he says, Maulana Mashallah has a dedicated slot every morning. He says, إِذَا الْمَرْءُ لَمْ يَلْقَاكَ إِلَّا تَكَلُّفًا فَدَعْهُ وَلَا تُكْثِرْ عَلَيْهِ تَأَسُّفًا فَفِي النَّاسِ أَبْدَالٌ وَفِي التَّرْكِ رَاحَةٌ وَفِي الْقَلْبِ صَبْرٌ لِلْحَبِيبِ وَلَوْ جَفَى فَمَا كُلُّ مَنْ تَهْوَاهُ يَهْوَاكَ قَلْبُهُ وَلَا كُلُّ مَنْ صَافَيْتَهُ لَكَ قَدْ صَفَى إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ صَفْوُ الْوِدَادِ طَبِيعَةً فَلَا خَيْرَ فِي وُدٍّ يَجِيءُ تَكَلُّفًا ولا خير في خل يخون خليله ويلقاه من بعد المودة بالجفا وينكر عيشا قد تقادم عهده ويظهر سرا كان بالأمس قد خفا سلام على الدنيا سلام على الدنيا إذا لم يكن فيها صديق صدوق صادق الوعد منصفا. Oh, Imam Shafi, may Allah give you everything. Say Ameen. Even if you only understood this last couplet. Salamun ala dunya, idha lam yakun fiha sadiqun saduqun sadiqul wa'de. He said, idha almar'u lam yalqaka illa takallufa. When a person meets you and displays fake love, fada'hu. In English they say, I love people who openly hate me, but I hate people who pretend to love me. I love people who openly hate me, but I hate people who pretend to love me, and the world is full with them. إِذَا الْمَرْءُ لَمْ يَلْقَاكَ إِلَّا تَكَلُّفًا. He only meets you hypocritical, superficial. فَدَعْهُ. Cut a line. وَلَا تُكْثِرْ عَلَيْهِ تَأَسُّفًا. And don't regret this friendship. فَفِي النَّاسِ أَبْدَالٌ وَفِي الْقَلْبِ رَاحَةٌ. فَفِي النَّاسِ أَبْدَالٌ وَفِي التَّرْكِ رَاحَةٌ. وَفِي الْقَلْبِ صَبْرٌ لِلْحَبِيبِ وَلَوْ جَفَى. Oh, Allahu Akbar. He said, as long as you haven't severed your relation with Allah to any other replacement, to any other relation, there's a replacement. As long as you haven't broken your relation with Allah, we can replace that relation. I'm not saying break the relation. I'm saying if it is broken and severed, there is a replacement to it. فَفِي النَّاسِ أَبْدَالٌ وَفِي التَّرْكِ رَاحَةٌ. Leave it and move. وَفِي الْقَلْبِ صَبْرٌ لِلْحَبِيبِ وَلَوْ جَفَى. One of my scholars mentioned the other day, he said, we've got so many problems in our life, then we inflict other things in our life. We concern ourselves about the sports and we get perturbed by who's winning, as if we haven't got enough things to worry us. Now we get worried about who's playing, who's winning. Like, you know, I got nothing else to worry me in life, at least now I can take on a worry. فَفِي النَّاسِ أَبْدَالٌ وَفِي التَّرْكِ رَاحَةٌ. وَفِي الْقَلْبِ صَبْرٌ لِلْحَبِيبِ وَلَوْ جَفَى. Yes, you will persevere if it is a faithful friend and occasionally he defaults. وَفِي الْقَلْبِ صَبْرٌ لِلْحَبِيبِ وَلَوْ جَفَى. فَمَا كُلُّ مَنْ تَهْوَاهُ يَهْوَاكَ قَلْبُهُ. It's unfortunate that the world is not so clean that whoever you love will also love you. وَلَا كُلُّ مَنْ صَافَيْتَهُ لَكَ قَدْ صَفَى. It's tragic that even if you're honest and transparent, it doesn't secure the same from the opposite party. إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ صَفُّ الْوِدَادِ طَبِيعَةً فَلَا خَيْرَ فِي خِلٍّ. إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ صَفُّ الْوِدَادِ طَبِيعَةً فَلَا خَيْرَ فِي خِلٍّ. If cleanliness of nature, if a person is not clean by his nature, then فَلَا خَيْرَ فِي وُدٍ يَجِيءُ تَكَلُّفًا. Then as much as he might give an impression of affection, when the man is not clean, my honorable mother always tells us, keep your intention clean and deal with people who have clean intentions. You'll prosper. If your intention is not clean, if your nature is polluted, فَلَا خَيْرَ فِي وُدٍ يَجِيءُ تَكَلُّفًا. Let him put on an act as much as he wants to. We don't want those friendship. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي خِلٍّ يَخُونُ خَلِيلُهُ. And a friend who betrays and defaults every second day. وَيَلْقَاهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْمَوَدَّةِ بِالْجَفَى. Yesterday he was close to you, the next day he goes against you, and that's not all. وَيُنْكِرُ عَيْشًا قَدْ تَقَادَمَ عَهْدُهُ. When things go bad, he denies the good years of relation we have. If we can't live with respect, at least let's learn to depart with respect. وَيُنْكِرُ عَيْشًا. He denies a good life. وَيُذْهِرُ سِرًّا كَانَ بِالْأَمْسِ قَدْ خَفَى. And now, how often don't we get involved in these marriage cases, and when it ends off, we have to request both the parties, can you not speak ill of his party and sister, you know, vice versa. We request of you now that you have ended, and inshallah both of you have to move on. Please don't expose or divulge the weaknesses of any family. It goes on. وَيُذْهِرُ عَيْشًا وَيُنْكِرُ عَيْشًا قَدْ تَقَادَمَ عَهْدُهُ وَيُذْهِرُ سِرًّا كَانَ بِالْأَمْسِ قَدْ خَفَى. And here Imam Shafi comes to the highlight of the couplets. سَلَامٌ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا سَلَامٌ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا. I'm ready to cut a line and bid farewell and choose my path from this world. إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهَا صَدِيقٌ صَدُوقٌ صَادِقُ الْوَعْدِ مُنْصِفًا. If you can't find me one honest, true, faithful friend, I'm ready to say, I have no friends in this world and I don't want friends in this world. سَلَامٌ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهَا صَدِيقٌ صَدُوقٌ صَادِقُ الْوَعْدِ مُنْصِفًا. خير, we were talking of the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One other important thing in love and affection. Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi has mentioned this. I read it. Amazing. By Allah, I don't claim anything, but the little adab that you can possibly learn is when you associate yourself with the pious. Till I had not enrolled in an institution and sat at the feet of ulama, as much as somebody had to tell me what, respect your parents, I wouldn't know what respect entails. It is when a person associates himself with scholars, with the learned, with the pious, on whom Allah has inspired, the truth. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. If you read under the sayah in Surah Qaf, غالباً in Tafsir Qurtubi it is written, that two people will benefit from the Quran. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَيْ عَقْلٌ. The one who has divine intellect favored by Allah. أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ, or he presents an attentive ear. وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ أَيْ وَهُوَ حَاذِرٌ, his focus. The Mufassireen say the first category refers to the Kamileen of this Ummah, those whom divinely Allah inspires the correct methods. And the second category who will learn are those who will put themselves at the feet of those who are inspired by Allah. So I don't have that cleanliness of nature, so directly those inspirations from Quran will not come on me. But yes, there are those people on whom Allah inspires. If I can at least learn and draw from their pearls of wisdom, then hopefully I can reform my life. So Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi has written that muhabbat demands. Now listen to this. A lot of times today, children, they would give a little gift to the parent, and then it's a gesture to give, but they come and give it in a way like they did a favor that destroys the essence completely. Yamunnuna alayka an aslamu. Yamunnuna alayka an aslamu. Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi said, al mahabbatu استقلال الكثير من نفسك واستكثار القليل من حبيبك. Oh Allah. Sorry man, I know time is running out. I hope I can inshallah round up. I also haven't eaten for the record. المحبة استقلال الكثير من نفسك. True love demands you consider the greatest of gift from you to be the most trivial of things when you give it to your beloved. And you consider the most trivial of gifts from your beloved to be the greatest of gifts when you receive it. So when I read 10,000 durood on my Nabi, do I say that I have a right to come to his Rozai Athar? No! Al-muhabbatu istiqlalu al-kathir min nafsik. My Habib, I've read nothing. You're better than the one that doesn't read. And I'm not trivializing what you read in. But the mentality, the perception, this is very, very important. Unfortunately, today, you read the Mawa'id of Hazrat Thanwi alayhi rahma, one of my honorable scholars, Maulana Sulaiman Saab, for whom I have great respect, and whose kind gaze and shadow has been over me for the last 20 years, and Allah bless him. I was sitting with him, and then he gave me this advice amongst many advisors, touching on the same topic of understanding things. He said, we feed people. He said, there are two types of feeding. It'am ala sabil al-ikram. And it'am ala sabil al-haja. Listen to this, brothers. Listen to this. These are not my words. These are not my words. I say to my students also every day, I'm passing over the amana that has been put on me. I have nothing here, my brother. I'm devoid of virtue. I'm bereft of nobility. But I can promise you there is a mother that is making dua for me, and may Allah bless her. I cannot tell you the dua she gave me this morning when I left. I cannot possibly tell you. And by Allah, it's her dua that keeping me going now and keeps me going. It'am ala sabil al-ta'am, it'am ala sabil al-ikram, and it'am ala sabil al-haja. One is you feed someone out of necessity. The man is hungry. He is in poverty. So you feed him to alleviate his hunger. You have the right to demand the conditions. You come 12 o'clock to my house. You come with a plate and I will give you food. He is desperate. So you impose the conditions because you are helping him. But one is it'am ala sabil al-ikram. You are feeding someone to honor him. He dictates the conditions to you. You don't make him come to your hall and make him wait. You've lost the reward. You've compromised the essence. you've defeated the spirit. Allah has given him enough food at home. And then he said, Maulana, I must tell you to take me. We had a dawah, and then he refused, and then I spent time. And he said, I must go there for a meal that will be delayed. You spend your petrol, and I'll have a better meal at home. And then I must appreciate him. It'am ala sabil al-ikram. We call the ulama to our homes. We call the learned to our homes. They must dictate the conditions, then we honor in them. We're not providing them with a meal. Allah has given them enough of meals. Yes, when you have a feeding scheme, you are running a soup kitchen, you are operating for the needy, then most definitely you tell them to come at a time. I'm saying these are usools that have to come into our lives. Unfortunately, you know what the crisis is at a walima. I, in principle, have stopped speaking in marriage functions. If I speak, I will speak at the masjid, but in a hall ceremony, I have, it's disrespect to the teachings of Allah and His Rasul. So anyway, coming back to the point of etiquettes, what does muhabbat demand? Muhabbat demands that, oh my Habib, whatever you have given is the greatest. So the narration of Bayhaqi, An-Nasailan Atan Nabiya Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a villager came to Nabi Alayhi Salaam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him one date. Fawahash, he said, a lousy date won't take me far. He left it. Another villager came. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him a date. He said, Subhanallah, tamaratun min Rasulillah. A date from Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now look at the Arabic poet, you know, oh man. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْكَ يَكْفِينَا وَقَلِيلُكَ لَا يُقَالُ لَهُ قَلِيلٌ. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, for my sake, learn Arabic, man. What must I tell you? For my sake, learn it. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْكَ يَكْفِينَا وَقَلِيلُكَ لَا يُقَالُ لَهُ قَلِيلٌ. These people, what Allah inspires on them. The poet says, oh my Nabi, a little from you is enough. But it's an insult of the highest level to call anything of yours little. How dare I say little to you? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْكَ يَكْفِينَا. The slightest thing from you, my Habib, is enough. وَقَلِيلُكَ لَا يُقَالُ لَهُ قَلِيلُ. And I cannot use the word little on you. He said, لا تفارقني هذه التمر ما بقيت. This date will live and die and it will be buried in my qabr. The narration of Bayhaqi. So then, ولا أزال أرجو بركتها. I will see the blessings of this date. فما لبث الرجل أن استغنى. Sahaba said, did we see this man climb the economic ladder? And what is it? It's gone up. It's gone into the six zeros. فَمَا لَبِثَ الرَّجُلُ أَنِ اسْتَغْنَى. Before we knew, he was one of the wealthiest people of Medina. Let me draw my lecture to a close. My brother, I claim that I love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You claim. But let me give you some food for thought. How about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying he loves you? How about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying he loves you? I'm saying I'm an ashiq al-rasul. How about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, I am your ashiq? Did he not say to Abu Bakr, I'm your ashiq? So the occasion is Khaybar. Kharaja Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi awakhir al-muharram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes out. Allah put this thought in my mind. I was making some mutala of sirat and from Allah. And again I say it's the du'as of my seniors that Allah puts these thoughts in your mind. I know my evil. I know it consciously. And I say this here, if it wasn't a sin to mention my wrong, I would have said it to you. But if I say my wrong, I'm committing another sin and I have enough. That's a reality. To say your sin, sometimes we say our sin in the spirit of humility, but we're committing another sin. We need to understand this. Deen is not what I feel. لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول. Often I'm tempted to counter the sentiments of our MC. May Allah reward Maulana Sulaiman for his profound words. I was looking at the couplets of Imam Shafi again. Now my mind will digress. Forgive me, man. Ya wa'idha an-nasi. Ya wa'idha an-nasi. Amma anta fa'iluhu. O orator who boldly advocates, yet commits the same wrong. Kahamilin thiyabin lin-nasi. Wa thawbuhu gharikun fin najasi wa rijasi. You got a laundry service, orator. You washing clothes, making his clothes white and yours is stained with dirt. تبغي النجاة لم تسلك طريقتها، إن السفينة لا تجري على اليبس. تبغي النجاة لا تسلك طريقتها. Often when I am welcomed, often when I see titles, I say, Allah, you know, if you ask me to speak on how Allah conceals, that would be my best topic, because I am a living example of how Allah has been kind to me, how Allah has shadowed me, how Allah has covered me. You know, I say it, and my wife told me I mustn't take her name, but I guess I love her so much. We were sitting and one of my lectures were played out, and she got emotional and she started crying, and she says, but you put on a good act, man. You put on a good act, man. Is that you? So one day one brother phoned, and I say this in gratitude to Allah. He phoned and he said, who's speaking? He said, so-and-so's wife. He said, no, I just phoned to congratulate you and compliment you. Allah has given you a good husband and whatever. Then I get an SMS, stop telling people to phone and praise yourself. Allah, I don't know who's the man. By Allah, I don't know who's the man. And I love her for it. And I respect her for it. And this is the beauty. It was my Nabi who conquered all fields. It was my Nabi who mastered all fields. It was my Nabi who impressed all. I have a front and I have a back. I have a flip side to myself. I have a stage image and I have a private life. I only wish that Allah Pak can make it correct and give me that ability. But honestly, this is where you learn. When you interact with your children, that is the time you are faced with the challenge. I said to the students the other day in the madrasa, I said, master whatever you want to master, become an orator, become a qari, master the Arabic language. Maximum you'll impress 5% of the people. 95% will look how you walk, how you talk, how you greet. I said it to them. I said, go into etymology and do mushtaqat and root words and look at this call and that wajah and look at everything. But 5%, that also too much, will be your die-hard fans. Die-hard fans. Every time I want to talk of polygamy, my wife says, you lose your female fans. I say, I got no fan club and I got no royalty, but I won't touch the topic. But insinuation we are speaking about, you know. So anyway, it was the occasion of Khaybar. The Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam marches. It's the latter part of Muharram. Kharaja Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi awakhir al-Muharram. Ghaziyan Khaybar to conquer Khaybar. Wa ma'ahu zawjuhu Umm Salma, and with him is his honorable spouse Umm Salma radiyallahu anha. Wa istakhlafa 'ala al-Madina Numayla ibn Abdullah al-Layfi. And he deputizes Numayla ibn Abdullah al-Laythi radiyallahu anhu in Medina Munawwara. The narration of Shaykhain. Wa akhraj al-Shaykhan an Anas radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam salla subha bi ghalas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Fajr Salah in darkness. Thumma rakib, then he mounted on his conveyance. The narration of Ibn Ishaq. Anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala li Amir ibn Akwa' khudh lana min hunayyatik. As they marching towards Khaybar, O Ibn Akwa, cheer us on. فَالنَّزَلَ يَرْتَجِزْ. So he sang the couplets, the very famous, وَاللَّهِ لَوْلَ اللَّهُ مَهْتَدَيْنَا وَلَا تَصَدَّقْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا فَأَنزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا وَثَبِّتِ الْأَقْدَامَ إِلَّا قَيْنَا وَاللَّهِ لَوْلَ اللَّهُ مَهْتَدَيْنَا وَلَا تَصَدَّقْنَا. If it wasn't for Allah, we wouldn't have performed salah, we wouldn't have given charity. فَأَنزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا فَأَنزِلًا سَكِينَةً عَلَيْنَا. Let tranquility descend upon us. وَثَبِّتِ الْأَقْدَامِ, and keep our feet firm. إِلَّا قَيْنَا, if we meet the enemy. The first day in Khaybar, خَرَجَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ شَاهِرًا سَيْفَهُ. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu patrols with a naked sword. And the banner, the flag is in his hands. وَخَلْفَهُ جُمُوعُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and behind him is this whole army of the Muslims. يحملون أرواحهم في أكفهم, their souls in their palm. Look at the تعبير. قاتلوا قتالا دون أن يقتحموا. They fight fiercely, but they couldn't penetrate. Now a slight background to Khaybar. In Khaybar there was no full-scale war. There was the isolated killing and there was the odd skirmish. There was the isolated killing and there was the odd skirmish. And only those who participated in Hudaybiyah. I don't want to go in detail, but just to appreciate this. Hudaybiyah was a very challenging moment. The indicators were clear that the challenges are greater than the material benefits of the munafiqeen, withdrew, and they didn't participate. When they returned from Hudaybiyah, as a bonus, as a token, وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا, Allah threw for them on the table a quick victory with minimum casualties. But the Quran was very clear, only the participants of Hudaybiyah, who were 1400, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَدْخُلُ النَّارَ أَحَدٌ مِمَّنْ بَايَعَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. And one narration, أَنْتُمْ خَيْرُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. Imagine that 1400, that tree, and Allah's Nabi taking that oath, and he confirming the echo laid on planet Earth at this moment, there are no greater souls than you people, my sahaba. أَنْتُمْ خَيْرُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. So the munafiqeen didn't participate in Hudaybiyah, but when Khaybar came, they got ready. The indicators were that in Khaybar the booty is lot. Unfortunately, you find a lot of times if you say there's a program, I won't make it. There's a chow after the program. You see how many brothers come. But today I know you've come sincerely because I don't think there's a formal. Again, look at the beauty of the Quran. When I talk of Quran and I'm telling you, go into it, understand it, dissect it, unpack it.
سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله.
Look at the profile of Nabi عليه السلام. Allah said, سيقول, very soon, سيقول المخلفون, those who stayed behind, إذا انطلقتم, when you advance, إلى مغانم, to the spoils of Khaybar, لتأخذوها, to take it. They will say, Dharuna, leave us, nattabi'kum, we come in, we take in behind you. Say to them, قُلْ لَن تَتَّبِعُونَا, you cannot join us. كَذَلِكُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ, Allah has declared this, مِنْ قَبْلِ أي مِنْ قَبْلِ عَوْدِنَا, before we return from Hudaybiyah, Allah said that only the veterans and the participants of Hudaybiyah can participate in Khaybar. Mufassireen say unanimously this proclamation and declaration of Allah that only the participants of Hudaybiyah can share from the booty of Khaybar has not been mentioned in the Quran, yet Allah has termed it as yuriduna an yubaddilu kalam Allah. Allah informed this to Nabi alayhi salam through wahi ghair matlu, and it's a bit philosophical and intricate. The point I want to say here, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, the speech of Nabi alayhi salam, in this ayah has been referred to as the speech of Allah. Woe to that one regarding whom my Nabi said, a time will come, a man will recline on his couch and he will say, the Quran is sufficient, we don't believe in the hadith. This verse says, يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُبَدِّلُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. I don't have time, but for the scholars, go into this to appreciate that Allah has referred to the hadith of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as Kalam Allah. So first day, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu goes with the sword. They don't penetrate the fort. They return, the sun sets. The next day, the banner, the flag is given to Umar radiallahu anhu. قَاتَلُوا قِتَالًا, they fight fiercely, they don't penetrate. Sahaba are getting a bit nervous, what's happening? Here comes what I was saying. Allah's Nabi says, he loves you. Nabi alayhi salam says, لَأُعْتِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ لَيْسَ بِفَرَّارِ.
Okay, listen. We will halt here. There is a strategy here. Tomorrow, I'm going to have a change in shift and I'm going to have a change in strategy. I will be giving this flag and this banner to a person who passionately loves Allah and His Nabi, and Allah and His Nabi dearly love him equally.
You are Ashiqi Rasul. My brother, the honor is that you become the Ashiq of Allah. Allah loves you. Allah's Nabi loves you.
The very famous incident, and we say Bila Tashbih. Bila Tashbih is a phrase we use. No comparison between the two, because it's an insult to compare. But Taqrib ila al-Faham, to draw the metaphor closer to understanding for simplified purposes. This guy says, I'm going. Where are you going? I'm getting married to the princess. And how? He says, yeah, it's all done. I love her. She just has to love me now. My brother, in that half, we all with you. In that half of you loving Miss World, you're not the only one. We are all with you. We all love her. And I don't mean we love her. Please don't. No, you're going to. I don't need an article against me. I'm saying the world salutes her beauty and respects her. For her to love you, oh, there's many that has lined up. There's many that has lined up, and very few got it right or got it wrong. So what did my Nabi say? Tomorrow I'm giving the banner to someone who loves Allah and his Nabi, and Allah and his Nabi loves him. يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Imagine that conferred on you. Allah loves you. Allah's Nabi loves you. Allah loves you. Allah's Nabi loves you. I cannot imagine it. I wasn't able to bring my thoughts. I wasn't able to elevate my imagination. My takhayyul wasn't able to run to that point. يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. Victory is at his hands. لَيْسَ بِفَرَّارِ. He will not flee the battle. فَبَاتَ الْقَوْمِ وَكُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمْ يُدَاعِبُ خِيَالَهُ بِهَذَا الشَّرَفِ. That night, everybody tossing and turning. Imagine the boss says, come early tomorrow morning. I want to pay tribute to one of my staff and give him a bonus of 20,000. Please come early. Can you imagine what tricks your mind will play with you? I think I'm that one. I remember last time he gave me a smile also. I pick his children up from school. يُدَاعِبُ خِيَالَهُ. You will run the horses of fantasy. You will run your takhayyul to the furthest side. Let me tell you the words of the giant Umar. Let me tell you the words of the giant Umar. I must say, you know, in gratitude to Allah, recently I gave the talk on Umar radiallahu anhu. Alhamdulillah, it was so heartening to know. So many people came back to me after they said, we heard that talk and a child was born and there was consensus, the name is Umar. I said, Alhamdulillah, even if that has been inspired. So many people came to me and said, Mom, I just want to tell you, that night my wife, she was expecting and we heard, we said, that's it. We're running with this name. So when my child grows up, I tell him, I have named you behind such a personality. Read him. There's a good friend of mine in UK. His son is Mu'ad. He's an alim. His son is an alim. He told his son, I want you now to gather all the ahadith when Nabi alayhi salam said, Ya Mu'ad. I said, Subhanallah. What an incentive. He named his son Mu'adh. Then he put a task on him. All the ahadith when Nabi alayhi salam said, Ya Mu'adh. He said, now take a passion and gather all that ahadith. The giant Umar ibn Khattab said, مَا تَمَنَّيْتُ الْإِمَارَةَ قَطُّ إِلَّا ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. In my whole life, I never aspired for leadership. But that day I desired that I can lead the army and the flag be in my hand. That was one day, if you ask me, I aspired for leadership. Yes. Why? رَجَاءً. رَجَاءً أَنْ أَكُونَ مَنْ يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So that this accolade can be conferred upon me, that Allah and His Nabi loves me. وَفِي الصُّبْحِ. Early morning, the flush of dawn, the break of dawn, احْتَشَدَ النَّاسِ. Imagine that congregation of Sahaba. Imagine that congregation. I don't know why, but recently I've been having this thought and this overwhelming thought of Umar radiallahu anhu, and I've just been having this feeling, Ya Allah, spare me a moment. And by Allah, I'm saying, and I've been asking Allah, if I can get a glimpse of Umar in my dream, I just want to kiss his feet. I just want to hold him. It's been just coming in my mind repeatedly, and I'm saying, Ya Allah, for some reason I'm just feeling myself being drawn. Can I have a glimpse? Can I have a glimpse? Can I get just an angle view? Because I can't face the man because of my wickedness. But a man who brought such joy to my Nabi. Imagine the assembly of Sahaba. احتشد الناس عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد اكتملت أعدادهم واستوت صفوفهم طمحت أنظارهم اشرعبت أعناقهم. Oof. They gathered. The gazes are fixed. The heads are stretched. راجين. Optimism to its pinnacle. في سكوت وهيب. There is the silence. There is the silence. It's not the Nobel Prize. It's not the winner of the year. It's not the trophy. And that also they appease you with a rotating and a floating trophy. Oh man. Are you so desperate? Are you so desperate? Oh Muslim, have you become so gullible?
فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Qatada says, عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ وَطَاعَتِهِ O Muslim, Allah is saying, leaving Allah, where are you going? You know, mother says, تِكْرَا تُكْرَا چَالُوْ My son, where are you going? Allah is saying, leaving me, where are you going? You're going to knock yourself. You're going to hurt yourself. We burn our own homes with interest and haram. And then we're moaning that the fire brigade is not extinguishing the fire. We ignite fires in our homes with haram. And then we say, nobody wants to come and extinguish. How did the fire start? No, I started it under the pretext of a savings account. My brother, man. The Nabi, whose heart was an embodiment of bashfulness, of compassion, he even said, فَكَيْفَ أَسَىٰ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ كَافِرٍ How can I lament or cry over the pitiful fate of a nation who refuses to believe? Who denies to believe? How can I cry? وَشَقَّ السُّكُونَ Here's the spindrop silence. And here comes the blessed, the Mubarak voice of Nabi alayhi salam, piercing through the waves of silence. Oh my Allah. Can you imagine? People's anxiety reaches the pinnacle if you're picking up the phone, if she said yes or no, or it's a boy or girl, or it's a job or not. I mean, I've seen people at embassies. I've sat at embassies because whatever we've traveled. People get their passports. I've seen people kissing passports and falling on the ground. I'm like, hello, brother. Hey, mate, I got it. Okay, that's good. That's cool, mate. In the embassy, when the guy gets his passport, you're sitting in the queue. Mr. Mullah, would you come to counter number two? We would process your documents. Whether it's Australia, I've seen it with my own eyes. People fall in. Understandably, it secures a job, an interview, whatever. The grass is greener. I really don't know what it is. But people at a point of jubilation, here comes the accolade. Allah loves you. وَشَقَّ السُّكُونَ Can you possibly paint the image? Can you draw that moment? Can you run your takhayyul? Here comes the voice piercing through. Aina Ali ibn Abi Talib. Call Ali. Allah loves him. But then here comes another thing. Sahaba, Ali, we're happy for you. Ali, we're happy for you. Son-in-law. No, Sahaba, we're not this. By Allah, they were not this. For Allah's sake, clean your heart. My Allah, clean my heart. Leave the wicked, the Islamic organizations. Allah, put unity. Allah, put muhabbat and understanding. Let Allah, give my eyes the strength to see others go forward. Allah, give my shoulders the strength to encourage others. Let us amalgamate. Let us put our resources. Others are clapping hands. They were all on the verge of excitement. But when they seen it was Ali, they were backing him full way. Ali, we with you. Good luck. All yours. We're behind you, Ali. You deserve it. Nobody had an issue. وَهُوَ عَاسِبٌ عَيْنَيْهِ Ali radiallahu anhu is injured. So if I say so-and-so must give the talk and he's injured, then there's a problem. Or you suggest so-and-so and then he is not well. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ali, they said, oh Nabi of Allah, he's injured his eye, he's not well at all. So what you must call the substitute? No. Nabi alayhi salam said, that's not a problem, call him. فَفَتَحَ عَيْنَيَّ Ali said, my beloved Nabi put his Mubarak hands and then opened my eyes. ثُمَّ اتَّفَلَ فِيهِمَا And then he put his Mubarak saliva in my eyes. Imagine the saliva of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He put his Mubarak saliva in my eyes. And he said, Ali, you'll never have a pain in your eye till you go. And then he said, Imdi ala bismillah, Ali go, Allah is with you. So Ali radiallahu anhu goes. What's the award? What's the acknowledgement? Allah and his Nabi love you. فَخَرَجَ مَرْحَبٌ وَأَخُوهُ يَاسِرٌ شَاكِ السِّلَاحِ So here comes our two prominent bold fighters from the kuffar. Namely, مَرْحَب singing couplets, proud and arrogant. قَدْ عَلِمَتْ خَيْبَرُ أَنِّي مَرْحَبُ قَدْ عَلِمَتْ خَيْبَرُ أَنِّي مَرْحَبُ شاكي السلاح بطل مجرب إذا الحرب أقبلت تلهب.
He said, never mind the people, even the land of Khaybar knows who is Marhab. Aware. See the youngsters. This arrogance. Brahmin. Did not my Nabi say in the hadith of Bukhari, a person was walking, yu'jibuhu nafsuhu. Impressed, obsessed, feeling impressed. Allah said, right, told the earth split and he just went straight down. That's it. I mean, we all wash our cars and we take it. My heart cries when I see these youngsters, the pride and how finicky they are about it. Hey, come here. Seriously. What's this? Come. Hey. By Allah, I said, Allah substitute this passion in him for his deen, my Allah. Have a clean car. I also like a clean car. But to that extent, vulgar, arrogance, abuse. That man is also doing a job. He's working. And then that fine thing. Come here. Who's your boy? Vulgarity for a simple car. Like I said, what did that poem say? That girl said, my father taught me never to love something that cannot love me back. My father never taught me to love something that cannot love me back. So what does he say? قَدْ عَلِمَتْ خَيْبَرُ أَنِّي مَرْحَبُ. Khaybar knows I'm marhab. شَاكِسْ silah. I am armed to my teeth. بَطَلٌ. I am the most brave person. مُجَرَّب. I am the most experienced. إِذَا الْحَرْبُ أَقْبَلَتْ تَلَهَّبُ. And when a battle starts, then you get me on. So Ali radiallahu anhu comes strolling in. He said, what do you think? I can't sing couplets. You don't want me to start with Ali radiallahu anhu's couplets. You don't want me to start with the Diwan of Ali, my brother. Really, you don't want me to start. As much as you tell me, carry on, but you won't want me here. He says, أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِي أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا ليث بغابات شديد قسورة أكيلكم بالسيف كيل السندرة. My mother named me a lion from the day I was born. And you don't want to hear me roar. أنا الذي سمتني أمي حيدرة ليث بغابات شديد قسورة فتجاولا. They have a wrestle. And I don't have to tell you what's the outcome. He's supported by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for formality, I will tell you. Ali gets the upper hand and then he severs his head and he says, قُتِلَ عَدُوُّ اللَّهِ. The enemy of Allah has been destroyed. فَقَامَ أَخُوهُ يَاسِرِ. His brother Yasir stands up. So another sahabi stands up and puts him in the end, and that is the end of it. And they are destroyed and the Muslims penetrate. فَاتِحَ خَيْبَر. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu penetrates the fort. And he goes down in history as the conqueror of Fort, the conqueror of Khaybar, walking away with the privilege and the accolade, the testimony of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah and his Nabi loves him. Now in conclusion, how can we leave from here? And on what note do we leave from here? Ma'an ibn Adi radiallahu anhu had an amazing passion. Every sahabi desired to die before Nabi alayhi salam, so he doesn't have to face the bitter challenge of living after his demise. But Ma'an ibn Adi said, I desire to live after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِأُصَدِّقَهُ مَيِّتًا كَمَا صَدَّقْتُهُ حَيًّا. I read this in the Tarashi of Mufti Taqi Saab. Ma'an ibn Adi said, I want to live after Nabi alayhi salam so that I can have the privilege that I supported him when he was alive and I didn't desert him after his demise. And I want to stand up with that. So as daunting as a challenge is to live after Nabi alayhi salam, I want to live on. And I leave you with the last thing. And that is on the occasion of Badr, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consulted with the Sahaba, and Sa'd ibn Mu'az stood up and then he comforted the Sahaba. Sa'd ibn Mu'az stood up and he gave Nabi alayhi salam the assurance of their contribution. And then he said, O Nabi of Allah, let me say the last words. O Nabi of Allah, we with you. The long and short of this was the Ansar had pledged allegiance and loyalty that they will support Nabi alayhi salam in Medina. And Badr happened to occur outside Medina. Now Sahaba were not, we can get off on a technical clause there. You know what? Because according to Act number 25, it says the parameters of Medina. And if you really look at it geographically, then this happens outside the parameters of Medina. So look at, there is a technical, no, Sahaba were not technical humans. So Nabi alayhi salam just wanted to get that confirmation. You've supported me in Medina, and that's what you said. But the location of Badr is outside Medina. Again, he kept on asking, Ashiru alayya ayyuhan nas, people, what's the take? They said, we with you. He said, Ashiru, people, what's the take? He said, we with you. Sa'd ibn Mu'az said, O Nabi of Allah, I have read your sentiments. I think you want us to clear the ambiguity in terms of our support only in Medina. I now boldly represent the Ansar, and I want to clear the air. Coincidentally, Medina was mentioned, but otherwise the support is unwavering regardless of the location. Medina happened to be mentioned. You know what we say, qayda ittifaqi and qayda ihtirazi. I just happened to mention this here, but it doesn't mean. And then he said, O Nabi of Allah, let me say the last words in your ears. Inna lasidqun inda al-liqa, sabrun inda al-bala, fasir la'alla Allah yurika minna ma taqirru bihi aynuk. Fasir bina la'alla Allah yurika minna ma taqirru bihi aynuk. And I want to leave you on this note. O Nabi of Allah, we are honest in battle and we persevere at the critical moment. Don't worry, go ahead. I have this absolute comfort and consolation that Allah will comfort your eyes by our performance and our commitment. I'm saying, can we stand up here and say that these few thousands that have gathered, 2,000 or whatever it is, and I don't know how many listening over the airwaves, can go back and say, from today, Allah's Nabi's eyes will be comforted from my life. وَلَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُرِيكَ مِنَّا مَا تَقِرُّ بِهِ عَيْنُكَ. O my Nabi, inshallah, from my side, your eyes will be comforted. So stand up with the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Touch someone's life. Whether you're on a business mission, you're on a holiday, exhibit his character. And I leave you with these quotes. Aspire to inspire before you expire. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَلِيلَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم فصل وسلم وبارك وزد على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي الهاشمي المكي المدني وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا واستر عيوبنا واشرح صدورنا وتولنا بالحسنى وزيننا بالتقوى واجمع لنا خير الدنيا والآخرة اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.